What's going on, fellas?
Aw, oh, jeez, man, nothing, man. We're just hanging out and stuff.
You wanna get hurt?
Don't be scared, homie.
Stop it, motherfucker! Stop it!
Happy end Nick!
Nick's antics inside the octagon fuck with a lot of people's heads.
And Bobby's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What does that even mean? Yeah, exactly.
And then the entire time the fight is going on, like, what, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? And then you hit him. Oh, bitch, I just stunned you, bitch.
Now I am the
Kanga,
the destroyer of worlds.
You're already dead!
But you'll never surrender, whatever the cost may be.
Yeah, that's the middle of the fucking town.
I'm not Nick Diaz. I'm the Nick Diaz
Knots. Welcome to the show.
Episode 131. Hashtag calling strangers. Don't be scared, homies.
Yes, 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 that is right. This is episode 131 of the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. Thank you oh so very much for joining me. Big news, this podcast is now available on Google Play. It was the last platform outstanding from the recent Anchor update that I needed to get pushed to. And I just got confirmation yesterday, so everybody out there, especially new listeners who may not have heard this before, anytime you see the Nick Diaz of Knots out there on the web or any app, snap a screenshot and either send it to me on Insta or Twitter DM, or better yet, share it on your social and show your friends the podcast that is always trying to bring you interesting, entertaining, if nothing else, unique podcasts every day. Follow me on all the socials, especially Instagram, as that is where I'm doing majority of all my work outside of Anchor and audio editing. And this is actually the biggest difference I've noticed personally with the new Anchor V3 update, is that because it is up to me when I can publish the entire episode and can reorder the episode on the fly, rather than having to instantly publish whatever I've recorded right then and there and basically have a live playlist of audio files, I feel less pressure to post daily on Anchor. And because of that, I have missed 2 days of podcasts this week. Tisk tisk, Nick Diaz of Knots. Tisk tisk. Anchor version 3 in its current state has ruined the conversational nature of the publishing process and now forces a way more professional process, which is good and bad, but because you have the ability to make your podcast unbelievably high quality by basically not forcing you to make content every day and just record something because you have to record something. And now I know that whatever episode is up there, it's going to be up there forever. So it's kind of ruined it as a poster, as a content creator, as well as a listener. Because like I just said, I know that the episodes that people are putting up, they're going to be there forever. And it's not necessarily compelling for me to go listen to people, as compelling for me to listen to people as it used to be on the old Anchor. But change is inevitable, and as we have seen with the recent changes to the Instagram algorithm, have you been seeing a huge drop in your discovery growth on Instagram? Stay tuned till the end of this podcast, and I will break down the changes that I have heard about, at least, and the evolved Instagram strategy that I am employing because of it. But we got some old school Nick Diaz of Knots podcasting to do. I have some music to play. I have some things to discuss. And, oh man, I'm getting super nervous again. You can hear it in my voice, I hope. As today we will hopefully be having the return of hashtag calling strangers. I called 11 people yesterday using the anchor.fm app at random. They didn't know I was calling and none of them know who I am. And no one picked up. And I'm going to be doing the exact same thing today. Right now, in fact, actually, we are going to play one song while I am doing that, and then hopefully I will have a conversation with a complete stranger to bring you guys. So, oh man, my heart's starting to race. I know these conversations can go so many different ways. So, oh, it's a little nerve-wracking, especially when you know you're about to do it, but it's probably one of the most fun things you can do with Anchor, which is, of course, the greatest app in the world! The app that allows me to become a radio DJ, celebrity interviewer, podcaster, and the ability to call anyone who has favorited me Anchor. So, one song, and then come right back, and we will hopefully call someone, a stranger, together. How does that sound? I might have to call multiple people until someone picks up, but that is the risk, and that is the fun. I am the Nick Diaz of Awesome Knots, and this is a song to help me not be scared, homies. Here is The Game. Stay tuned. Calling Strangers up next. Hey, we got someone. Hey, who do I have on the line right now?
Ishmael.
Hey, what was that again?
Ishmael.
Ishmael. Do you have a couple minutes to chat with the Nick Diaz of Knots for hashtag calling strangers for my anchor show?
Sure.
Hey, congratulations. You are lucky number 4 caller. I've tried 4 different people, and you are the first person to pick up today. This is the 4th time I've done this whole calling strangers thing since Anchor's come out with this feature, and I've had a lot of fun with it. So I figured I'd do it again today with the new update. So Ishmael, that's always a great place to start with me is – obviously, we're talking on Anchor right now. We've never talked before, right? You don't know who I am. We've never DM'd each other on Instagram or anything like that.
Nope. Nothing like that.
I know it's a little weird calling people out of the blue or getting called out of the blue. It happens to me sometimes with this as well. But how long have you been on Anchor?
Not long. I'd probably say like a couple of months after I watched the Gary Vee video.
Okay. What was it? The Breakfast Club, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's funny. He's mentioned it a couple of times, and every time he mentions it, there's always a huge wave of people that come onto the app to either try it out and eventually leave, or try it out and stick around. So you've been on since, let's just call it December. Why not? Yeah. I think he was on the Breakfast Club in November.
Yeah, something.
And So what's your experience been like on Anchor so far, dude?
I like Anchor. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm still trying to, work out my own podcast and see what type of content I want to use. But I actually enjoy it. It's just, nice. It's easy, accessible to just get all your stuff out there. I enjoy it.
Now, just a little bit about my process here. I literally have no idea. I scroll through all the people I have access to call, and I just call people at random. And do you have many episodes saved? Are you more just experimenting with Anchor right now? And I mean, you said that you're still trying to, as some of us OG people say on Anchor, still trying to find your voice, still trying to find what you want to talk about on here. Do you have many episodes on here?
At the moment, I just got about one, but yeah, it's still more of an experiment phase for me, but I definitely want to pick up on it this year.
That's awesome, dude. Now, you've only been on for a couple of months, but in those couple of months, have there been any stations or any people on this app that have kind of jumped out at you, either that you've connected with and like had a call with maybe, or chatted with back and forth, or just a station that you kind of found and you're like, man, these guys are doing some amazing work out there?
Not many besides yourself.
That is, I mean, that's crazy to hear. Honestly, I've been podcasting on here since, just to let you know, since September 2nd, I've been going more or less daily, trying to go daily on here. And so you were around before with Anchor version 2, and I assume you have the new version now that just came out last week, yeah?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And first impressions, do you like it? Do you not like it?
It's all right. I mean, everything takes some time to adjust to, but it's not that bad. It's not like Snapchat or nothing like that.
Snapchat is like the one social that I'm like, I think I can't be on that anymore. I don't I, you don't have to share, any details you don't want to, but I'm 31 years old and it just, between my Instagram stories and Anchor and Twitter, I'm like, do I really need, and YouTube now, I'm on YouTube somehow. Do I really need Snapchat?
Right.
And I've decided no.
Yeah.
But so I your name on here is EWW Media and your name is Ishmael. What was your initial thought when you came up with EWW Media for your anchor, or is EWW Media something outside of Anchor as well?
No, it's mainly towards Anchor. The thing about EWW Media was just ill media is because I live in Chicago and the neighborhood I grew up in is Inglewood, so I just
Oh,
abbreviated
yeah.
to EW and the extra W is for Inglewood Worldwide. So the point
I
is
like
just
it, man.
take my experience and from my neighborhood and just share it across the world.
Dude, I mean, I've been on here for, God, now like 6 months. That's crazy. And what one of the things me and some of the other people have been on here a while say is, if you're going daily, a day is a week is a month is a year. So it feels like I've been on here for 6 years, basically.
Right.
And I'm telling a perspective from just that as you gave an example of, like your perspective. And connecting with other people, even if it's at random, like this dude, just like scrolling through whoever you can and being like, let's see if these people want to talk. I think your voice would be very powerful out there, dude. And I think there's a lot of people out there that would want to tune into something like that.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that.
Well, that's part of what I think my mission here on Anchor is. They're definitely not paying me or anything like that to, call people out of the blue, but I feel like being on this app has really changed my entire life, and part of that is what you talked about, is finding my voice, so to speak, or at least finding what I want to do or what I'm willing to do on this app to find that voice, I guess. And it's led me down some very interesting paths, including calling random strangers and having some amazing conversations and truly firing some people up. I mean, I think there's at least two people that I've done this with who are now, I hope they're still going. I haven't checked in on them in a while, but at least, definitely past the new year, they were still going hard in the paint on Anchor. So, but all I'm trying to say is there are. Everybody has Anchor is the place for the little guys, dude. So if you have a voice, if you have a dream of sharing, your perspective, or just connecting with people and hearing their perspectives and sharing with that, there's a place for it here, my man. Like there's definitely a space for you here. You just got to kind of stand up and hit that big scary red button and get to it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So I guess the only other question I had for you before I let you go, I didn't want to keep you for too long. I wanted to keep these ones short. If I keep them under 10 minutes, who knows? Maybe I'll get a couple more of these in today. But it sounds like you're kind of wishy-washy on whether or not you're going to stick with Anchor. You're kind of digging it, but you haven't found your voice. Do you see yourself sticking around, or do you see yourself kind of going and experimenting with other social medias or social audio platforms?
I feel like I definitely will stick around because I just feel like it's just like still underappreciated. People don't, you know, use it or know about it as much. So it's something I want to get on the front lines and utilize and just grow with.
But yes,
just more so my biggest whole drawback is just like, you know, for me personally, I don't necessarily watch as many or listen to as many podcasts because I'm more of a visual person, but okay. I still do enjoy podcasts. So this is definitely something I want to get my hands on.
Absolutely, dude. I think I think one of the biggest flaws everybody has, and because I have them myself, I find it very easy to see them in others, but we undervalue, you know, the skills and the talents that we have. And it was a book that I think it was called This Is Your Brain on Music that said, you know, everybody might not be Axl Rose or whoever, you know, crazy musician, but I can guarantee you everybody is an expert music listener. And you say you're a visual guy, and I guarantee you you're a visual guy as well as many other things. But on top of visuals, nowadays at least, visuals almost never come without audio. So I almost guarantee you you also have an ear for good audio like content and stuff. And so as Gary Vee, the great Gary Vee, who brought most of us, if not all of us here, doubled down on the audio, dude. And I promise you it gets easier. I'm terrible at quote unquote art. And my Instagram now is littered with things that I would consider digital art, quote unquote, and that I'm extraordinarily proud of, that I would never thought 6 months ago I would have ever been able to make. So, right. You know, all it takes is a commitment, I think, to honing a craft, and it all comes together, my friend.
Right. I feel, I definitely feel that.
And just to let you know, everything that I'm doing for my podcast, for my Instagram, all that stuff, is from my phone. A little bit from my computer now that with Anchor version 3, but it's all from my phone. So don't let anybody tell you, how are you going to do any of this from your phone? It's possible, man. It is possible.
It seems limitless nowadays with the power of phone.
That's it, man. More power in our phone than got people to the moon and the sky up there. Anything you want to say to my listeners out there before I let you go here, Ishmael?
I'd probably just say, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. I appreciate you for reaching out. This is great. This is random. Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, but I definitely appreciated it. It just actually kind of motivated me to get back into it and
yes,
buckle down.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. I'm telling you, dude, I'm telling you, even if it's something random like calling strangers or if you see somebody on Instagram that you see is doing Anchor stuff as well, just DM them. Even if you don't think you have anything in common, the thing that you have in common is this app Anchor. So I'm telling you, you could have a quote unquote bright future, whatever that means, on this app. I mean, I've been here for 6 months and I don't know what bright future is here, but I know I'm having more and more fun every day doing this. And, I know you can have a good time too. So I highly recommend it, dude. Woo! First calling strangers of 2018. Ishmael, thank you so much for picking up the phone with the Nick Diaz of Knots.
No problem. Appreciate you for having me.
Awesome, buddy. Take care.
All right, you too.
Welcome back to the show. It took me 5 calls to finally get Ishmael to pick up the phone, and then I tried 7 more times to get someone else to pick up the phone to no avail. So that was hashtag calling strangers first of 2018, as I mentioned on the call. And this is what I'm talking about with spreading the positivity by any means necessary, as PV says.
This is the most extreme version of the hashtag welcome squad that there is. Because, well, instead of simply applauding, commenting, favoriting, or even going that extra mile and sending them a call-in, you are interrupting their life to say, "You are important to me, the person who is calling you right now, and I want to know what your thoughts are." And it leaves it in the hands of this person to choose to answer whether or not to answer the call, potentially diving into the abyss, not potentially, diving into the abyss of the unknown with a complete stranger, or turning down an opportunity at something that is potentially going to change your life. You heard it, folks. Ishmael said that this call has reignited his passion, potentially, to do an anchor podcast. And this took no more than 10 minutes of my time and a little bit of courage on my part and a lot of bit of courage on his part. So big ups to Ishmael at EWW Englewood Worldwide Media for taking the call of a total stranger in the Nick Diaz of Knots. Man, that's so much fun to do. Probably the most fun you can have on this app is calling strangers, period. That is a conversation that would have otherwise never happened ever. Ever. Wow. Wow. So cool. So cool. Just like that. Just like that, I had a conversation with a complete stranger. So cool. And just like that song, it was so cool. NF, the artist I just played on Anchor FM. If you're not listening on Anchor FM, you aren't getting the full songs that I am streaming on my station. So make sure you're listening on the Anchor app. I would have never heard of NF or that song Destiny or his other song Let You Down if it wasn't for Anchor. Same goes for so many other songs and artists that I've discovered. And you can download the songs straight from the Anchor app to your Apple Music. And I'm assuming your Spotify. I don't have Spotify, but I'm assuming it'll download to something there. And it will create a unique playlist for you called Anchor, so you don't have, so they don't just get lost in your library. Speaking of letting you down, I've written another rap. I just wanted you to hear that and let it sink in for a little bit, because I am going to work to record you a rough version right now of the third rap I've written in a month. And while I do that, I'm going to leave you with another song that you've probably never heard of, hopefully never heard of, maybe never heard of, and then come right back and I will be rapping for you all. So stay tuned. This is the Nick Diaz of Knots, and I will be rapping next.
Yep. Nick Diaz of Knots. Rap. Volume 3. The strings of life gripping quicker with every day that passes. The glasses are rose-colored, but a crack away from shattering. Cause what matters should be louder than the rest of the world. People will be people, kill or be killed, you gotta get yours.
My goodness, people. This may be the most challenging rap that I have ever written for myself. Its flow is so crazy, and the rhymes, there's like multiple rhymes per line, and oh my goodness. Here, I'll even try to do one just real quick off the top for you right here. Gotta dream to believe, to be even formed the idea. So let's be clear, my mind's high searching for that very ideal. Nope, nope, nope. See, there's so many da 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 da. The rhymes, there's multiple rhymes, and it's blowing my mind that I even wrote this for myself. So this is going to be my mission for the next week, is to record the entire thing. And that being said, I have a new process in mind to record these raps. So coming to you, coming to
a headphone or speaker near you or that you own will be three, more or less, relatively speaking, compared to what we already have, professionally recorded rap songs from the Nick Diaz of Knots in the next week or so. I know you all are expecting this interactive book experience any time that I've been promising, but unfortunately, because of all these other things, that's going to have to wait. I appreciate you all for tuning in today. That's going to be it for me for today, for the Nick Diaz of Knots. This is episode 131, and no episode of the Nick Diaz of Knots would be complete without three songs to keep you motivated, to keep you inspired, to keep your passions fired up. Big ups to Ishmael for picking up the call today for hashtag calling strangers, and stay tuned for those three songs coming up right now. And stay tuned tomorrow, as I think I'm going to have a guest tomorrow. We will see, but you should tune in and find out on the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. Don't be scared, homies.